Mokam Pita. The place where you eat, where you have your food to eat, that's called the Mokam Bira. It's Rashi Mokam Pita, Shoeichel Shom. Or Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no Mokam Lina, a place where you sleep. Now, Pashaytzich, if you eat and sleep in the same place, there's no Shaila. Now, if you mean, let's say you have like two houses. One house you eat your food is there, and the other house you're going to sleep at night. So according to Rav, where you're living is where you eat. According to Shmuel, you're living the place where you sleep at night. That's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So the Mara Meis, we have a kasha now. Shtei Toroyim, that means the pasture that take care of the animals, v'hakaitzin. Rashi Shem Retainim, people that watch the figs, hashtuchim besoda, that spread out on the field, liyapshon, to dry out the ktsias, to come into ktsias. So the kids, he was a Shem, a person that watches the fields. V'haburgenin, it's also people who lives in a watch house to watch the fields. V'shemre peiris, people that watch the fruits. Is bizman shadarkin lolan bir, if they're shtega to go home and sleep at night inside the city. Is arehen kanshe ho'ir. So this is a shayla, where is this tchum on Shabbos? From where do we cheshbin his alpayim mama that is allowed to walk on Shabbos? So we say if he goes home to sleep in the city, so his zikr is his mokum lina where he's sleeping at night, and avadav is considered like the b'nai ir, that he has alpayim mama from the city, and the whole city is only considered like the daladamas. In the place where he goes home, vice versa, to eat also in the city. Even though at the beginning of Shabbos he was out in the fields, those cities considered only like Dal Damis, and outside the city he has Alpayim Mama, since he eats and sleeps in the city. What about Bizman Shadakin Lolim Besoda? What about if this Shomer would sleep out in the fields? As even though he comes home to eat his meals in the city, but he sleeps at night in the fields. Is the Braisa says, Yesh lem apayim am alecho ruach. We go bosa where he sleeps at night. And that's where his tchum is, that he has apayim am from where he's sleeping. So who is the Raya Tishmuel, that a person is considered where he sleeps? Even though before we're talking about a Rubik HaTzeris, now we're talking about a Rubik Tchumim, that's not established to be in Afkamina. So Shaila on Shabbos, where do we consider the person? So Shmuel said we consider the person where he sleeps, and here also it says if the Shemah sleeps out in the fields, even though he goes home to eat, he goes home to eat in the city, still his tchum is out in the fields where he's sleeping. And the Gemara there's no kasher to Rav. I tell you, Hosom Anan Sadi, the Imam Tiluhu Rifta Hosom Tfei Nichlu. Really, the Shemah, he would rather have his meals eat out in the fields also. Like, he doesn't like so much to have to travel, then teeth, then come back to be in the fields, prefer that he's sleeping there. So really, really, if he would have his meals out in the field, he would be happy. That's why here the Braita said that since he's sleeping out in the field, that's considered Zikam Makam Dira. So Drashi, Tvei Nichalei, Hoyolu Tzrichin Lishmar. He has to watch the field. Shere Yishonim Shom, he even sleeps there kol alayla. There even Rav will be moida. That is Ikka Mokam Dira here is where he's sleeping at night. Because really he would want to be there the whole day and even eat there also. So tomorrow, Omar Rab Yosef, Lo Yishmi Lo Yishmaitetor. So Rab Yosef didn't like this halacha, Zatrashi, the Omar Rab Mokam Pita Gurim. Rab Yosef didn't like that what Rav said, that the Ikka is where you eat. So the Gemara, Omar Lay Abayas Abayas told Rab Yosef. Like Rashi always says that Rab Yosef cholor, Rab Yosef got sick. Peshachat Talmud, he was forgetting his learning. V'ayabaya Talmidah Maskirin, his Talmud Abaya was reminding him. So Abaya told Rabbi Yosef, what do you mean you don't like Rav Talocha? Arta Martin Alon, you yourself taught us like this, that the Ikir is Mokam Pita where you eat. V'yahor Martin Alon, and now this thing you told us, this Halacha. So what we had before, V'achin Shoy Oichlin Al Shulchin Aviyim, and the case where the brothers eat by the father's house, and they go home at night to sleep in their own house. Everybody has to have their own erev. That's what our Mishnah said. So the chura poshe pshan, the Mishnah would be, you go bosa makam lina. Since they go home at night to sleep in their own apartment, they look as if they have their own special apartments, and therefore they ask themselves there, and you have to have a special erev for each one of them. Now, the Amina loch, so we told you, Rabbi Yosef, the chura shema mina for now Mishnah should be a chlorayam that makam lina gurim. You know what the Ikar is? The Mokum where you sleep. That's what's Gurim. Mokum Lina is Gurim. You see here, since the sons go home to sleep in their own apartment, they consider separate. The Amar Talon Allah, and you, Gufa Rabbi Yosef, said, no, that's not Shana Mishnah. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Rav, the Mekabele Prashanu. We're not talking about where mamish they eat by the father's house. We're talking about what they go home to eat also. They only receive money from the father. But the ma'isa, they buy their own food and they eat in their own house. That's why it's considered like a three separate batim and the asazel zir. But enachnami, if they wouldn't really eat by the father, then avad, it could be like Rav holds that muck and pita's gurin. The ikar is where you eat, that makes you into one. So the maratona rabbonim. Mi shiyesh loy chomish noshim. Let's say somebody has five wives. Is makabelas pras mibaleim, and the husband supports all five of them. Who are then v'chamisha vodim? A guy has five slaves, and makabelim pras mibaleim, and each slave receives his money from his odin, and each of them have their own apartment to go home to sleep at night. Is a shiloh again? Is it considered like five different apartments? You have to have five different areas, or is it considered like one? Is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Matir Vinoshim. He holds a svaro, if the husband lives in the chotzer with his five wives, even though everybody has their own apartment, the noshim are considered like one. Because it's a svaro, since they're getting their support from the husband, the svaro and noshim also go after the husband. Therefore, it's considered like one. V'yoyseh b'avodim. Mashenkin by the slaves, he says, no, since they go home to sleep in their own apartment, slaves are not nimshach so much after the rodin. Therefore, even though the yodin is giving them support, so we look at them as if they have five different apartments. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba holds the story just the opposite. Mate b'yavodim, by slaves he holds, if you have five slaves that get their support from one odin, he holds there it's considered like one. V'yoyse b'noshim, if you have five wives, each wife is considered like a separate one, and they ask the zel zeh. Yeah. And Amar Rav, my time the Yehuda ben Baba, what's the time Yehuda ben Baba, why does he say an eved is better than a wife? The pasuk says, "Daniel Basro Malko." Daniel was like the gate of the king. So you see, like an eved to an odin is always going after his odin. So therefore, slave is more nimsha, goes after his odin more. He's more considered like one with his odin. Mashenkin, especially when you have five wives, since you give them all the support, but they all have their own houses. They're not nimsha after the baal so much. Therefore, they ask the zelzir. So Gemara says, "Chita." Ben Eitzelovit, you have a son that's living in the same chatzah with his father, Kli Amor. That's like our Mishnah says. Ben Echnami, if nobody else lives in the chatzah, just these three houses, the father and the two sons, but Mokum, when they get their support from the father, even though they eat and sleep in their own house, you don't need an Erev. It's considered all like one. Kli Amor. Isha Eitzel Baila, what about a wife next to a husband? The Eved Eitzel Rab, what about an Eved? Connected is Odin, is plucked at Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. That's the machlokes we had before. Is an Isha considered like one with a husband, like one Mishpocha, or else the other one says, no, an Eved is the biggest Svara, he's considered like one with his Mister. For the Gemara now, what about Talmud Eitzel Rabbi? What about a Talmud, the same thing, that gets his support from his Rebbe, and he goes home and sleeps and eats his own apartment, and they live in the same chotzer? So they ask the Zelzir Mai. Toshima, the Rav Bei Rabbi Chiya Omar Ein Onu Tzrichim Larev. You should know, us Tamidim, we don't have to make an Erev. Why? Shrei Onu Seimchen Al Shulchan Osho Rabbi Chiya. Because we get our support from Rabbi Chiya. So since we get our support from our Rebbe, and it's a Svara that a Talmud is Nimshach after his Rebbe, we're considered like one. And if nobody else living in the Chatzar, only the Tamidim and the Rebbe, they do not have to have an Erev. For Rabbi Chiya Bei Rabbi Omar, he said, no, we don't have to make an Erev. Because we're also Semich on the Shulchan of our Rebbe. And since we get pras, we get our support from our Rebbe, so it's a Svara, Talmud is Nimshach after Rabbi, we're considered like one. You don't have to have an Erev if just the Talmud and the Rebbe live together in the Chotzer. The more boy minei Abayim Rabba. Abayim is the Shalach and Rabba. Chamisho Shegovo es Erevin. Five people living in a chotzer, five different houses open up into the chotzer, and all of them made in the Rubik HaTzeris, they all put the path together, so they have a right to carry up from their house into the chotzer. Yeah. Now, Kishemolichin es Erevin l'mokamachar, let's say they want to be mishtatif with the next chotzer. They want to be able to carry out from their house into their chotzer, into the next chotzer. So when they bring the Erev into the next chotzer, is Erev Echod l'kulin, it's enough if just one of them brings the Erev into the next chotzer for everybody, or it's really an erev l'chol echad v'yechad. Or else, no, you have to have a special erev each one separately. What's the halacha? Even though before we had Claude, that was a machlokes, he didn't hear the machlokes before. Like Rashi says, Rashi l'mokim achal l'chotz acheres. Rashi, Abaye Leshmi Lehi Masnitsin. Abaye didn't hear the Brice before. The Tanya Leah, we learned before. Hey Shagov was Erev. Inami Shmi, but we hold it. Umiboy Lehilta Samai. Is a lock like that or not? Mishum Yikmula Plukta. What we had was a Machlaikis. He's Masupa, what's the Lokataka? When this Chotzer wants to be Mishtata with the next Chotzer, does one have to bring over the Erev? Or else all five of them have to make their own separate Erev? What's the Loka? So they told him, so this is what Abaye is Rabba. So Rabbi answered back, Erev Echad L'Kulam. One of them is enough for everybody. For the Gemara, Ayvo Achin, we have a Mishnah now, a Mishnah here that says about the brothers. If you have a brother and a father, two brothers, and the father living in the same chotzer, the Chigavu Domi, it's as if they have an Erev together, because if nobody else lives there, they don't need an Erev. Ukatoni, still it says now, Mishnah, Tzrich an Erev L'Kol Echad B'Echad, that each one of them has to give a separate Erev. So here you see, when they take the Erev to another chotzer, each one has to give their own Erev. Yeah. And for the Gemara, Hocha B'mayaskin, you know what our Mishnah is talking about? Kogoyin D'Ika D'Yurin Badayu. Our Mishnah is talking about that not only the two sons and the father live in this chotzer, they were talking about there are other houses opening up into the chotzer. There are other people there. So again, like you have five houses opening up into this chotzer. One belongs to the father, two to the two sons, and then two belong to somebody else. Here we say a svara. To me, go the hani asri, hani nami asri. Since these other two people living here, they ask as they are their zikha not part of the mishpacha. They ask that they have to put a path to make the move of chateris. There's a svara. The two sons also ask as they are there. And in such a case, then you have to take an eruv from each one separately, because it's not considered like the three of them have their own eruv together, the father and the two sons. When you have other people living here, migu, that the other people asazel there, the sons also asazel there. And like we put our Mishnah, we're not talking about their mamish eat by the father's table. We're talking about they go home in their own house and eat there also. It's only a svara they get their support from the father. So getting support by the father is like a mixas din. That if nobody else lives there, then they're like one, they don't need an eruv. But if other people live there, then migu, that the other people ask zel zeh, the sons also ask zel zeh. And that's why they have to have a special eruv, each one of them. Like Rashi says, the migu dana yasiri, vihes kikuku, le'eruv, haninam yasiri, the brothers also ask, the ish elochiv. Abushtei chatzeret, let's say you have two different chotzes. Hopesiv blem, there's a door in between them. Vigobu elo eruv and liyatzman, each one made their own eruv. So mamish, each chotzer is like one already. V'yedol liyatzman, the other one by themselves. Hutru chatzerin. Oishadorin biyachas mihen. Avu b'noi. B'loi diur nachemros. Only a father and a son live in one chotzer. Now, bol arev zum zu. One chotzer wants to make an heir with the next chotzer. Atay yisvara. Ho yul v'yein oyser aleim. Since nobody is asking on them. V'leke migu. There's no migu here. Echad nasa shnech l'kulam enachnami. It's enough from one heir for all of them. And they can nami have a right for this. The time of Mishamigu, Tiktoni Oisheni Moim Durin. The Mishnah says, "Klo, if nobody else is there, then they don't ask the Zelzeh." So you see, the Svar while they ask the Zelzeh is only because somebody else is living here, and there's a Svar from the Migu. Migu, the other ones ask her, the two brothers also ask the Zelzeh. So tomorrow, Hochi Nami Mistarva, I have a right for this also. Diktoni, because it says, Amos side is the man, Shemolichin, as Erevim, Bamakim Acher. When do we say each one has to put his own Erev? When they're taking the Erev into somebody else's house. Avulim, Hoyo, Erevin, Bo Etzlum. Let's say the other two people want to put the Erev into the father's house. Then, no, then we consider the son with the father like one. Oishain, Durini, Mormor, else, Bechotzer, or else nobody else living in the Chotzer. Just the father and the two sons. And Echnami, Ain, Srichin, Erev. Then they don't have to make their own Erev. Ishma Mina, that's the raya that wants that really the son and the father is considered like one, because the son is nimshach after his father. But for us here, where the son is getting his support from the father. Just when there are other people living in the chotzer also, then there's a migu. Migu that the other people ask to run them, they ask her also. So the Gemara, Boi minei Rav Chia bar Avin Rav Sheshis. Rav Chia bar Avin asked the shalach from Rav Sheshis. B'nei Bei Rav, what about Yeshiva Bochrim? The achli nahama babaga, they eat in one place. They have their meals at Rashi based the shpiz of the bika. They have an inn, a restaurant where they go to eat. They also abaisi bebei rav, but at night they sleep in the yeshiva. Rashi baisi lonim bebei rav beis medrash. Ubatoich apayim amhu. Both the inn where they ate and where they sleep at night is in apayim amma.
is the shayla ki mashkinen lo tchuma. When we give them that tchum to say that on Shabbos they're allowed to walk apayim amo, where do we give it from? Mi bei rav mashkinen lo? Do we give it to them where they sleep in the yeshiva at night? Or mi baza mashkinen lo? Else no, we go bosa where they eat. They give it to them where they eat. That's where they have their tchum to walk apayim amo. So the Gemara omalei, so he answered back, mashkinen mi bei rav. We give it to them the tchum Shabbos where they sleep. Here we go bosa where they sleep. How could you say Yitchum goes bosu where you sleep and not where your pass is? I have a spirit to the whole Yisrael that I rub Yitchumim. What's the pshat for the Ner of Tchumim? Yeah, the whole Yisrael of a rub Yitchum is that you put your pass before Shabbos out on the field of Payimama and you don't want to sleep there at night, so you come home to sleep in your house. Still we say, where is Yitchum? Your tchum is from where your pas is, where your bread is. You have a right to walk another apayim amo from where the erev is. So the chura you see, you go boss to where your pas is, where your bread is. So how could you tell me now that the yeshiva bochrim that eat in one place and sleep in another place, their tchum goes boss to where they sleep? That's a theory to the whole yisrael of the rubit tchumim. The mora nachmol. For a nice and yes, the rubit b'toich apayim amo. V'yos yubayis b'beisai. And they come and sleep home at night, they sleep in the house at night. To mashkin lay tchumim me'eruvay. We give him his tchum as if he's living where his erev is. So you see, he go bosa where he eats is the yikur. And the Gemara is no stira. The Yahuwah anan sadi u'bahado anan sadi. Both cases have their own svara where the person really wants to be. The Yahuwah anan sadi dimisdayer lehosam nichle. Where a person puts an erev out in the fields, there is anan sadi avad. The person would really want to sleep out in the field, like he wants to walk 4,000 amos to Shabbos. He wants to be out in the field in order to tomorrow to be able to walk another 2,000 amos. So really he would want to sleep there also. So the pshat is he doesn't have a place to sleep there. That's why he goes home. So there we say, since his bread is outside in the field, his ikadasa to be where his bread is. That's why his erev goes bus to where his pas is. Here they have their own svara. The non sadis we take on that the maisil the rift leveirav nichalut feit. If they would have had the food to be able to eat in the yeshiva, there would be nicha there. They don't want to have to really go away from the yeshiva and have to eat someplace else. They would rather eat in the yeshiva, because rather there's no food there. So therefore we say the ikka place they want to be is they want to be in the yeshiva. So therefore, since they sleep at night in the yeshiva, we give them the tchum from the yeshiva. Tomorrow, boyi Rami Bar Chomo, Mirav Chizda. Rami Bar Chomo, yesh shal from Chizda. Avu b'noi. A father and a son that live together in the same chotzer. They have two different houses in the same chotzer. And it's not in the same case that the son gets his support from the father. Or else a rav and talmidei. A rabbi and his talmud live in the same chotzer. Is karabim dummy? Do we consider them like a rav and two separate people? Or ki yechidim dummy? Or they look like a yechidim, like one person. So Rashi learns, ho'av v'benoi and a rav and talmidei karabim dummy, linyin shtei chatzer rezu lifnei mizu. If you have two chotzers, one in front of the other, Odrishas regala pnimis alachitzoina. The inner chotzer is allowed to walk through the outer chotzer. It's an ando masnisin. Im hoyu shayichidim, if it belonged to yichidim, shayochada bepnimis, only one lives inside. They have a regala materasum koima, considered like he has a right to carry out in his own chotzer, because there's only one living there. Is made according to Rabbanishita, ainoi serashlevim koimli. He does not ask him when he walks through the outer chotzer. Vim shurab, let's say two people lived in the inner chotzer. Loi irva, they didn't make an erev together. It's panimius liatzma. They have a regular asurubim koim in their own chotzer. They're also to carry out. Is then oiseres al chitzoyne. When they walk through the outer chotzer, they ask on the outer chotzer. Afilu irva chitzoyne liatzma. Even if the people living in the outer chotzer made the erev together, but when the people from the inner chotzer walk through them, they ask on the outer chotzer. Now this is the rabbanan shita that a regular materas bim koima. If only one person is living in the inner chotzer, since he's allowed to carry out from his house into the inner chotzer, when he walks through the outer chotzer, he does not aser on them. So the shaila is, let's say in the inner chotzer, you have a father and a son living there, or you have a rebbe and a talmud living there. Do we consider them like two, and when they walk out, they'll aser on the outer chotzer, or do we consider them like one? That was the shaila. And the mela, since they're allowed to carry out in their own chotzer, they do not aser when they walk out through the outer chotzer. That's one shaila. Then, tzrichin erev or yein tzrichin erev. Now the father and the son, when they want to carry out into their own chotzer, do they have to have an erev or not? So Rashi, b'shein diyurin acher mimuhin, when nobody else is living with them, just the father and the son, is it considered like one, like the sfer we had in our Mishnah, or is it considered like two? And vayta, movi shalahem, let's say they have a movi. Nita Balechi Bekoira, or Ain Nita Balechi Bekoira. Like the Rashi, when you have a Mobui, that means you have like an alleyway, there are three Mechitzes, so the fourth Mechitze will make it to you just a Lechi Bekoira. Now, you have to have a Shem Mobui to have this Heter. So Rashi, the Kaimalon, Ain Mobui Nita Balechi Bekoira, Achie Batin Vechateres Pluchel Matoichoi. You have to have two Chotzes opening up into the alleyway, and two houses open up into the each Chotzer. Now, we Tim Hanik Yechidim Dom, if you want to tell me a father and a son is considered like one, Hocha, what about here? Where they both open up into the same Chotzer? Micha Shwin and Shtei Chatzeres Achas, Shalav V'yachas Shel Ben, Kechad Chotzer, it's called like one Chotzer, V'loi Mishtorim Mova did who? Or else, no, it's considered like two different Chotzers, we'll go Lekula here. So, Omalei, so he answered back, Avu b'noi, a father with his son, Harava Tamidim, Rebbe with his Tamidim, is Bisman Sheni Moim Durin, if nobody else lives with them in the Chotzer, just these two live there, is Arei Henk Yechidim. They're called like one, and they don't ask the Zel Zer. In other words, they go to Kula. That when they're living alone in the Chotzer, they're allowed to carry out from one house to the other house of the Chotzer. They don't need an Arubi Chatzer. They're considered like one. The Ein Tzrich and Arab. They don't have to make an Arab together. But we also go to Kula to say no, that the father and the son is considered like two different chaserim, and therefore this Mavi has two chaserim opening up into it, so this Mavi has a right to have a heter just with the Kari of Alechi on the fourth side. You go to Kula both ways, that the father and the son is considered like one negate to their own chaser, but negate to the Mavi is considered like two that will have the heter to carry out with Alechi and a Kari. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah, on the fine gimel holding. Yeah, the fine gimel on the bottom, the Mishnah. Chomesh chatzerois psuchoi zuluzu. You have five chatzerois that are opened up one next to the other. And the picture is like Rashi has in the bottom here, that there's five chotzes here, and there's a pathway through one through the other one. Upsuchos lemovi. And they're also open all the way down on the bottom, they come down to the movi. These five chatzerois, they have their own entrance into the Mavi, into the alleyway, and they also have a pesa between one chotzer and another chotzer. Is Ervul b'chatzeres. So in such a case, each chotzer could make an Eruv b'chatzeres between themselves, just to carry out from their house into the chotzer, and if they want to, they can make an Eruv b'chatzeres to mix up the two chatzeres, one next to the other. And since they have a Pesach between one and the next one, they can make one big Eruv HaTzeres to carry straight through one Chotzer into the next Chotzer. And then there's a possibility to make a Shtufa Mivois. If they want to carry out from their Chotzer down into the Mavui, then you have to make a new Erev called Shtufa Mivois. You are Ma'arev all the HaTzeres together in order to be able to carry into the Mavui. So this is the case that you could have two things. An Eruv HaTzeres mixing up the HaTzeres by themselves, and then giving a shtufa mevoyis to come down, to carry down into the Mavi on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, is chamesh chatzeres psuchos ulazul psuchos lemovi, irvul bechatzeres. Let's say they made an eruv chatzeres together, all five chotzes put a pass together, to be able to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. V'loy nishtatzfu b'movi, but they did not make a shtufa mevoyis. They did not put like wine or bread in one of the chatzeres in order to carry from the chotzer down to the Mavi. Is alocha mutarim b'chatzeris? They're only mutter to carry in the chatzeris. V'yasurim b'movi, and the taka not allowed to carry down into the movi. And this sechur is Reb Meir Shita that we had before. Reb Meir holds each erev is a separate erev by itself. If you only made an eruv b'chatzeris to ma'arav all the chatzeris together, you're not allowed to carry into the movi unless you make a shtufa mevois, another type of an erev. And if you only made a shtufa mevois, just to marv everybody, in order to carry into the mavui, you're not allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. As each one needs its own. You have to make an eruv chatzeres for the chatzerim to carry straight across. Then you have to make a new thing, a shtufa mevois, in order to be carried down into the mavui. Rashi yiru chatzeres af zum zum, the yasurim b'movi, the ein soim chamal erer b'mokim shittuf. If you made an eruv chatzeres, it does not help to mat you to carry into the mavui. The yasurim b'movi.